time of the days and the days. Over the next 2 days, I'd like to learn a good Daf Gimel. I hope you all put in the proper time to stay ahead. Also, tomorrow, the Shkulik is the Shmuz tomorrow, and it's expected that everybody go. Last year it became the biggest rashness in it. Everybody's expected to go, and Baruch Hashem, there's lots to hear. So whether you like what you hear or not, it's a different question, but everybody's expected to go tomorrow, and the Shir begins after the Shmuz. And we're on the bottom of Beis Hamikdash. Meisei, Ein Masiyah Mesuai, Ela L'Chaydeh Shenir B'Zmanei L'Kachay. Ein Masiyah Mesuai, Mesuai Zvari Gura. So, it says over there that on Rosh Chodesh, on the night after they declared Rosh Chodesh, it wasn't possible to make fires the night where the next day would be Rosh Chodesh. But in the time of the Sanhedrin, it wasn't Rosh Chodesh until the people actually, Reagan actually came and said they saw the Chodesh. So Mela was a Shayach to do it earlier. They did it the night after. That means the Vedim came on the 30th day of the month and they made it Rosh Chodesh. The following night they let everyone know. Alma or Urtu, Shemani, no, it can't be by day because by day, you know, you can't see the fire. So Mamela must be there till me at night. Shemani, no, not a right. They say, Hayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayay Rebbe Rebbe. It says there that Kiddush Yadayim Ve'Raglayim is not totally in sleeping. It's totally in night. In Kiddush Yadayim Ve'Raglayim in the morning, every morning the Kohen asks this, you might think it's totally in sleeping. So it says that it's not totally in sleeping, it's totally in night. So you see when the morning comes, it's totally in Kiddush Yadayim Ve'Raglayim. So the Gemara says, Ay Rashai. And it says, Ayra, there's no Shaila. There's definitely a Lashon of Yai. It happens to be that there's an afghanina la halacha la ma'isa in this, because there's a machlaikis, the Rashba and the Rush, why we wash the Kiddush Yadayim in the morning. The Rush says that we wash the Kiddush Yadayim in the morning because Yadayim Afghani Yaisen. Because a person's hands, Afghani Yaisen, when a person sleeps, he touches himself. He touches a part of the body that has Zaya. And since the tendency to touch your body during the night, so that's why in the morning you need to wash. The Rajma says a different reason. The Rajma's reason is that in his Lashon, that in the morning a person is a Bayah Hadasha. Every morning a person gets a new neshama, he's a new person. And Hayyat is a Bayah Hadasha, he's chayiv to say Haydah for the fact that that he got his neshama back. And that Haidah is Dunya, the Avaida and the Beit HaMikdash, which had Kiddush Yadayim Ve'Raglayim from the Kiya. So the same thing, when a person davens in the morning, he needs to say this type of this Haidah, so he needs the Kiddush Yadayim, Dunya, the Kiddush Yadayim Ve'Raglayim in the morning. So the Mishnah Berurah brings this down, the beginning of Sukkot and Daal, that according to the Rajba, it's similar to the washing of the Kiya. And according to the Rush, it's a practical reason, because Yadayim Afghani Yaisen. And if you learn Siman Daled, you see many nafkaminis between the Rush and the Rashba, the Shulchan Aruch itself, and the Mishnah Berurah bring many nafkaminis. One nafkaminis is a mitzvah. Somebody touched himself and he has to wash his hands before mincha, whether you have to make a bracha on the Kiddush Yadayim. According to the Rush, you have to make a Kiddush Yadayim for mincha too. If you know that you touched a part of your body that's Mavizei, according to the Rashba, there's no Bayah Chadasha by Mincha, so there's no need to wash your hands. So if one Nafkamina, they are common Nafkamina. The Magen Avraham says that if somebody washed his hands before Alayis, he got up when it was still dark out, when it was still Laila, and he washed the Nitzil Tidayim, he washed the alabaster in the morning, and then comes Alot. Do you have to wash again? So the Magen Avraham says that you don't have to wash, not like the Magen, not like the Rosh, not like the Rosh. Why? Well, let's see. According to the Rosh, Pashut, you don't have to wash. Because according to the Rosh, it's only because you might have touched a part of your body during the night. And so if you did touch a part of your body during the night, so you wash your hands already. What's the difference if it's after Amos or before Amos? It's no difference. According to the Rashba, that it's not Beri Chadasha. The Beri Chadasha is when you wake up, you're a new Beri. So if you woke up before Amos, you became ready a Beri Chadasha then. So again, you don't have to wash your hands before Avos. If you wash your hands before Avos, you don't have to wash your hands again. So you're already mekayem the washing by washing. You wash before Avos. You woke if you wash if you became a very chadash. Yes. The Rashba disagrees with the Rash. The Rashba says, now if you touch yourself during the night, you have to wash, but for that we wouldn't make a bracha on the Tilat Yadayim. That washing, you would have to wash. You don't touch your shoes, you wash your hands. But for that, we wouldn't make a bracha on the Tilat Yadayim. The reason we make a bracha is because it has this chashivos of Beri Chadash. Or Rachinani, if a person touches himself, then he has to wash. But that's not a mitzvah that you would make on the Tilat Yadayim. No, you Beri Chadash when you wake up. So that's why the Magen Avraham says, like the Rashi, if you wash before Alayis, you don't have to wash again, because you already washed. And according to, he says both, the Sai according to the Rashi, the Sai according to the Rashi, but you don't have to wash again. So it says the Magen Avraham. That's a question. If a person plans to go back to sleep, which I'm not going to get into now, so I don't plan to go through all of the Kedayim, but it's a legitimate question. It certainly was. Your question is the bride. But the Yatzis Achayim, he's Matmiya on the Rosh, on the Magen Avraham. He asks that in Achinani the Magen Avraham is right, that like the Rosh, you don't have to wash again. That's true. According to the Rosh, it's because of Yadayim Maskani Aitain, so there's no need to wash again. Afterwards, so Rachinam, but the Rashba learns his halacha out of the kiyar, as that the taki of Beri Chadasha, but the kiyar of washing is dumya to kiddush yadayim raglayim min akiyar, and the Gemara says that by the kiyar the kiddush yadayim raglayim must be after morning, has to be a la'ira. So the whole Rashba is based on a dinyan to the kiyar, to kiddush yadayim raglayim of the kiyar. So then you should need, like the Rashba Shita, you should need to wash the Tilat Yadayim dafka after Alayis HaShachar, after the morning. And it brings a raya. There's a raya to this from an Eliyahu Rabba. So Eliyahu Rabba says that if a person, so Eliyahu Rabba said that if a person washed after Alayis, before Nes, he doesn't have to wash again after Nes, because by the Kiyar, that's the Halacha. If you did finish your Alayim after Alayis, you don't have to do it again after Nes. So the raya is, you see the Yo Rabba Takas Medamit Mamish to the Kiyar. Did you see that right line?
Well, you see another
whole thing. But the second, yeah. Yes.
The thing is washing in the morning.
It doesn't mean that the Rabba is exactly the Kiyar. And it's really the Lashon HaRashba. The Lashon HaRashba is really a scripture line, third line, and I can't. Well, you're very chadasha, why do you have to wash the clothes then? Just because you're very chadasha, why do you have to wash it? The answer is, and Rosh Hashanah, the Rashba is. Because you have to
wash off.
How do you know? I don't think so, you have to wash. Huh? The Gemara Nida says that Hanina visited Alexander Yerushal Mitzrayim. They asked him a bunch of shaylos. He says, some of three of the shaylos were shaylos shashtus. One of the shaylos was, when the mason get up at Tiyas HaMason, if they have to go to the mikvah, that's not his name. So the Gemara calls it a shaylos shashtus. The question is, what's a shtus? It sounds like another shaylos. Not for now. Okay.
You get the
paraduma
anyway, so
yeah. Do you need a paraduma? Does a mace become taller than a paraduma? Only if somebody touched a mace.
But you're a president.
The mace is no better than someone touched it. Okay. Anyway, Gemara calls it a shalosh hashtus. It sounds like a good shalosh. And you know, when I talked about it, when Elisha was mechayeh the mace, I talked about that tomorrow. Whether when you mechayeh a mace, he gets up again, how does it become taller? The mace doesn't have tire, only a funny mace. He wasn't mace a minute ago. Well, if someone touches a mace, a minute later he's not touching the mace anymore, but he hits the tumas mace remains. So he removes it. So what? So the tame of being a mace had a decimal.
You're not a mace anymore.
Yeah, I know, but you're not a... Every tumah is that way. If a person is a zav, he's not a zav anymore, but he's still tumah because he was a zav. Okay. Anyway, this mechwaik is a mechwaik is whether, I guess, the Magad Avraham holds it's not mamish da melakia. If you have this meat, there's another reason to wash. There's a third reason, that's ruach ra. Nighttime itself brings ruach ra and you have to wash. But ruach ra is not mechayev a bracha. Rosh and Rashba are talking about that which is mechayev a bracha. If someone's up a whole night, that's why in the morning we don't make a bracha. Because of ruach ra you have to wash. So the Rosh and Rashba is the reason you don't have to wash. So the taka third reason is ruach ra, which is a reason to wash. The Rosh and Rashba only arguing on that nitzil which is mechayev a bracha. Let's see the Gemara Vaita, Meisvei, Mazutra. Hamapelet are l'shmoinim ve'efer. Somebody is mapil at a miscarriage. On the 81st, the night of the 81st day after she gave birth, they shamai paichu in the carbon, they tell mechaydim. The mechayf they shamai, they tell you if you mechayf in the carbon, that is everyone's vaita on the 80th day. You don't need a carbon. Follow? On the 80th day, someone has a baby. They have to bring a carbon in your letter. If on the any one of the next 80 days she becomes pregnant and she miscarries, then what's the din? And the Zobach Mais Beisham Mikil, if you miscarry on the 80th, or 79th, 78th, etc., then what? That one carbon is enough for both?
Yes.
Or that you don't need a carbon for the second one?
No.
And one carbon is now, why do you say that? Maybe you just don't need a carbon for the second one? Rashi's Lashon may be carbon echad al bar tarbin. And so it sounds that way from Rashi. That the part is that you bring one carbon on many births, the rule is that within the 80 days. If you give birth on the 81st day, then you need no carbon. The Shami still argue, what about the night of the, that between the 80th and the 81st day, so they Shammai play to Mekarvin, they say that that night is included in the previous 80 days, they saw Mekarvin. So what's our question? What says, oh, the Shmayim, does that mean bar, the night, or does that mean the morning? So Gemara says, oh, must mean night, because what does it say in that Mishnah? It says, Omer Beisul Beishamei, Maishna Ar Shmein Adachad, Yon Shmein Adachad. What did it see? The night of the 81st and the day of the 81st, in Shiva Vayva Toma, Yishmein Akarban. Just like the night of the 81st, if she believes, it's considered Dam Tameh. So we see it's out of the 80. Those last 66 days of the 80 are all you make tahara. She bleeds, not considered dami, that's called damsar for those 66 days. So the 81st night is considered dam tame. So the yishalay the carbon should be the same thing by a carbon. So it's like the gemara, the kambi, so they shame. Maishna or shmeine ve'echa, diya shmeine ve'echa, shmanina or ursa or shmanina. Good right. I, maybe R means Alayt HaShachar. Maybe the Shema means Alayt HaShachar. And Bisul means Eitz HaChama. Just like the Gemara said before. Gemara wanted to say about Rav Ben Yaakov. That maybe he means, Rav Yehuda means Neit, and Rav Ben Yaakov means Alayt. So maybe the same thing here. The Shema means Allah is a shachar, and they shama and they tell me they sachama, and maybe are these days. What's the tell to that? Because you could bring a carbon already from Allah, right? They shama help is totally a carbon. So therefore, they shama has to mean the previous night. They shama, the Sfach says this, that they shama can't mean Allah is a shachar, so it's a shachar, you could bring a carbon. The Sfach wants to explain why Rashi is Malach here. Rashi is Malach, he brings Chubas Beishama, he brings Sefas Krisos, he brings Dal Arichas. Why is he doing it? Rashi doesn't usually do that. You learn Krisos, you learn the Tariff of Beishama. Why does Rashi have to bring the Sfar of Beishama? But the Sfach, because he wants to govern this, that here you can't say that army is Alayt HaShachar, and Beishama holds that he has to Alayt. It's still like the 80th day, it's still like the first 80. Can say that because Chuvas Beishana is that it's following the Beis Hamikdash. The Beis Hamikdash opens by Alayt, and the Gemara says, "Klar Beishana is talking before the Beis Hamikdash opens." Therefore, Beishana must mean the previous night. May say, "Another guy Yachul Yedechal Arul Shlishi." I would think that Shlamin is eaten the night of the third. In other words, you're not given on a Sunday, so you can eat it for Shnei Yamos Alaylecha. You can eat it Sunday. The night between Sunday and Monday, or Monday. I might think you can eat it the following night, the night between Monday and Tuesday. So the dinner, what I would think is that it's a svachim, kut svachim, kutshim kadashim, necholim liyonechot. Shlomim necholim lishnayam, mala hama. Just like kutshim, kutshim. Could be laila echor achar hayayim. Could eat the day of your makkah plus the following night. That's karma lachar hayayim. You say, shlomim, you could eat the following night, Talmud Maimon, the end of Pachim Yachel, Umimacharas, Vanoiser Ad Hayoi. Vayoi Nunechal, Vayoi Nunechal, Lo'or Shlishi. So we have to have a Pachim. Yachel Yisoyev Miyad. I would think a Shlomim becomes nicer at nightfall. You burn it right away, to dinner. Svachim Nechal, Uyan Velar, just like Kachi Kachi, which is eaten for one day, one night. Uyan Velar, Shlom Nechal, Mishne Yan Velar, Ma'la Hal, just like Kachi Kachi, take a Pachim Lusrei, I can't take a fakilas reifa. So I might think that just by kachim you burn right away in the morning. Here also kachim kal you burn right away at the end of his man, which is at night. Talmud Lama, nice and yibasar, hazebach by yayim ashlishi, those you saw it. You don't have to serve, you have to serve a life. Now, if you call me a necho, or the shlishi, I'm a orto, shmanina. You have another right. I think it's in the Sefer who says, why is the Gemara bring so many rayas? Why isn't it happy with one raya? So wants to show, you might think, oh, it could mean ortho, it could mean, maybe it could be used both ways. So wants to show that the shas is consistent. When or is used as a noun, it's used to mean night. So that's why it brings a lot of rayas. And another raya, Tashma Arsha Yanakipur Mistal Sheva Misada, Shachas Mistal Sheva Misada, Musa Mistal Sheva Misada. Mincha Mistal Sheva Misada, that's the way we add it on your kippur. It sticks it on the side, the Ni'ilah Mistal Sheva Misada. Then Ba'adis Mistal Me'en Shmein Esri. By Ma'ariv, you add in a quick Shmein Esri, Me'en Shmein Esri, which is, there's a halacha of Me'en Shmein Esri, people are not aware of it, but if you're really in a rush during the week, you can dive in the first three brachas, then the middle 13 brachas is one condensed bracha, and then the last three. Now we don't do that because we always take the time to dive in the full Shemayin Esrei, but there's such an idea of the end Shemayin Esrei, right? So he holds them and so Yom Kippur is Avin Mehen Shemayna Esrei by Arvis. Presumably you have a Rosh, you test it now in 24 hours or more. So you must follow Mehen Shemayna Esrei in order to get home early. Because you realize that Shema Vaisa must follow Shemayna Esrei Shleimais. They should talk like that. They'll be fine with that. Okay, put him Alma or to Shema Mima. Tashman, other ayah, the Torah says Shmuel, Lele, Arba, Asa, Baikness, Hamas, La'ara, Ner. This is the most fairish value of all. This is the fairish Lele, Arba, Asa, Baikness, Hamas, La'ara, Alma, Ar, or to who? Now, Bang Rakhona, Bang Rab Yudin, the Kuli Alma, Ar, or to who? The Lake Ligi, Maki Asrei, Umaki Asrei, Asrei, the Kuna Kuru Nigi, Asrei, the Rapuli, the Kuru Hai. That's the end of this. Back and forth of the Tashmash, we end up everyone's Maita or Otahu, and the Pshat Gemishna of Arba Arba Asa is that it's the night of Arba Asa. The Balamar asks, why is it Taka that our Mishnah chose the word Ar? Okay, Ar means Otahu. Laima also means Otahu. Why Lamaisa did the Gemara use the Lashon Arba Arba Asa? Why did the Mishnah use the Lashon Arba Arba Asa? Couldn't use the Lashon Lel Arba Asa, and we would have saved the stop in here. Right? We would have gone straight to Gemara into the next one.
That's the Gemara Vayda.
That's the Gemara Vayda explained
that
it's the Lashon Kiyah. So he needs to explain why Daphne and this Mishnah is a Mishnah. Yeah, Mishnah is more than five. That's the Balamar says. The Balamar says that he brings a Pasuk, Pesach Tevarecha Yair. He's supposed to start things off on the right foot. A nice Lashon. So I wanted to start the Mishnah, the Masechta with a Lashon of Ar. So we started with a Lashon of Ar. Pesach Tevar Yair, the Varecha Yair, you should start with a Lashon of Ar. So that's why we started with a Lashon of Ar.
Why
didn't you say later on, I guess, the person that said Ar? I think it says Ar. Later on. Right, that's probably included in the Rai Shikash. The Rai is on the side, if you look in the back, Balamar is on the side of the Ran. The Rahasabas arrived is there as well. So the Rahasabas says that he doesn't understand about Amar. There are many Mishnayis that use R in the middle of a parak. As a matter of fact, all of them are disrupted. And I tell us, the Shmai Nevechad used Lashon R, that's not the beginning of a Sefer. Or the next one, Yachu Yeinechel R Vashlishi, it's not the beginning of a Sefer. So where are you coming from? You say R, Pesach Devarach HaYar, that's not the beginning of a parak, not the beginning of a Sefer. So the Raivid gives a different reason. The Raivid's reason is the Nafkamina Mahalach. The Raivid says that the Mishnah uses a Lashon Laila for night, but a Lashon R for a case where the mitzvah should be done when you shouldn't wait till it's fully Laila. The Mishnah should be done at a time that there is still light in the sky. Whenever it uses the Lashon R, it's coming to tell you that this Mishnah is referring to something which needs, the Lashon is, which needs Kol HaKadosh Tzarech LaHadim L'Tchilas HaLaila Tani R. Any time when you need dafka, the beginning of the night, it says Ar, Mifnesha Adayin Yesh Sham Ar Hayayin. The beginning of the night, there's still some light in the sky. So, it always uses the Lashon Ar, where it's talking about a case where it means the beginning of the night dafka. The Ran understands this to mean, and all the players can understand this to mean, that the Raivid is telling us that by Bedikas Chametz, it's not Pshat, Bedikas Chametz, the mitzvah at night, as reason that demon, you do it earlier. Like, let's say, suicide. Suicide and mitzvah at night, as reason that demon, so you do it as early as possible. That's not Pshat by Bedikas Chametz. That Bedika Sachar, Bedika Sam is the Iker's man, is Tchila Salayim. If you do it later in the night, that's a Bediyeva. The Kiyam HaMitzvah is Davka to do Bedika Sam is the Tchila Salayim. That's why it says the Lashon of Arba Arba Asa. to tell you that it has to be done da'afka the tefillah tayyayin, that's why it's brought down the Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam is brought down. That the bedikah has to be da'afka the tefillah le'el yadav. Not like eating matzah. It doesn't say eating matzah has to be the tefillah le'el Pesach. Because le'el Pesach eat matzah. But bedikah is different. Bedikah is da'afka the tefillah le'el. Why? What?
Hanukkah is the
other place where you find the same idea. But there's not a Dafka, Kaddish Tikkal Ebola Shots. Dafka in the beginning. What? There's no equivalent reason, right? There's no man of reason. The man is to do it right away in the beginning. And the man says, why? The man says, Shemi Yisrasha, the Shemi Yishka. So you might forget, or you might not do a good bedikah. The question is, why Dafka were they afraid? They're around you, Tesla. Well, that's the Shemi Yisrash, Shemi Yishka. So, what about Sphere Cyber? Why don't they say the same thing?
We're
Machmir, but Badika is not. If you mean to do Badika, well, if you do it the next day, you can avoid this Sephara too. If you do this, you avoid this.
And of course, it's that they also.
No, maybe you can do it.
Why
not? Because it's better. You know, the same.
Vira might be the right. Maybe. The chavis, the truth is, the chavis we find were machmir all over the place. Chavis, there were machmir anywhere in the Torah, which are above as much as chavis. It could be. I was thinking, what did I hear saying? I was thinking, Bedikah is a whole big job. Bedikah, you stop late at night, at Krishna, if you remember at midnight, you say Krishna. Bedikah, if you remember at midnight, what kind of Bedikah is that going to be? You know, just going to walk into the rooms and collect the funds. That's not Bedikah. Bedikah, you have to search. The portion of the land showing you
Srirashal. Because the man of the land, the land is not so important.
No, you can't do it right away in the beginning, don't worry. And that could be a reason. I saw in the Shulchan Aruch Arad, he says a reason, a different reason. He says, the reason they made the Gezeirah Dafka here is because that's a Sphere Cyber. It doesn't matter, it's a night. You know you have to do it at night. The Dika, if you don't have to do it, there's no exact time. People are going to think, do it at night, okay. But if I don't do it at night, I can do it tomorrow morning. There's no space around the Dika. I'll do it before I burn the Chalit. It's not like most of the most Mitzvot HaLaila, everyone loves. It's got to be at night. Tomorrow you can eat nothing. Bedikah in the night, but you don't do bedikah at night, you do bedikah tomorrow. In fact, if you don't do it in the morning, you do it in the afternoon. You don't do it at Erev Pesach, you do it during Pesach. Bedikah really has no safe man. So people are going to be distraction. People will think, that's so terrible. So that's why Chazal will convey a dafka in the beginning of this. So that's the sheet that's arrived. There has to be dafka in the beginning of this. Now, the question is, shot in the Raavad. What does the Raavad mean? The Raavad says that it has to be done the tefillah halayla dafka. What does he mean? Now before that, I just want to add this. Lach is the ninth nakuda. In the beginning of the sugya, the Gemara had a girsa, kasaka daita, was watching the Gemara again?
Right,
the beginning of the Gemara, the second line. Kasaka daita, mandama nagi nagi manish. Mandama layli layli manish. Like the Gemara in Russian, the habit here was day is day manish and night is night manish. So Rashi said, I think, and Taisa said, right, that it's like Asima. Because layli, that's the maskana, layli layli manish. Bach says that according to the Raavad, it's beautiful. You could be guided, kasaka daita, layli manish. Because the Havam, you know, was Laila Mamish, like all other mitzvahs. But it's a Maskana, or the word or has a significance that it means Tchilat Alayim, it doesn't mean Laila Mamish. It means that the first break of life, a Tchilat Alayim, which is not the way you would look at it in the Pashto Sadvar, before you stop being Mavar, till the Shaitis of Chazal, that Havam, you know, was Arm of Laila. We see that sometimes it's said Laila and Zadar. Heritages that are means Takatkhila Salah. A very nice justification for the gifts of our Gemara. And now, I started saying that the machlokes, what's the right of these? The machlokes of Peskin, starts from a machlokes between the Magen Avraham and Taz. Magen Avraham says that the Raivid means Bein HaShemashos. He means Bedika should be during Bein HaShemashos, before Vaday Laila. And that's Mamish different, because Sri HaSaimah, you don't even count Sri HaSaimah during Bein HaShemashos. Matza, you're not allowed to eat Matza during, not allowed to eat Matza during Bein HaShemashos. Something that writes that he eats it. But the Magen Avraham says that by Bedika, the Takana is Bein HaShemashos Dab. The Taz disagrees. Taz says, no, that the Maraita doesn't mean Bein HaShemashos, it means Lima. It means Tesa Kechadim. But right at the beginning of Tesa Kechadim, at the first moment of Tesa Kechadim, that's the Zman. So there's a machlokes here between the Magen Avraham and the Raivid. Later in Magen Avraham Hey, he adds an afghanina to cut an A. Said that according to the Taz, you would have to daven Maariv first. Because we have a rule, Tadir Vishayne, Tadir, Tadir Kaidim. So according to the Taz, it's night. You have two mitzvahs, Maariv and Bidikas Chametz. So Maariv without Kadima is Bidikas Chametz. But the Magen Avraham himself argues, he says, no. You have to do Bidika before Maariv. Because this matter of Maariv is Tetek Chabadim. This man of Bidika is Bein HaShemashos. This man of Bidika is before the man of Maariv. Like the Magen Avraham. So the name of it, so according to the Taz, according to the Taz, it's a sacrifice. So according to the Taz, to marry this man Maariv, so you have two mitzvahs, Maariv, and Bidika, you do Tadir Shein Tadir, you do the Tadir Chutz. However, the Magen Avraham itself says no. Magen Avraham says, no, it's not true. This man Bidika is before this man Maariv. Bidika is not Bidika, it's Bein HaShemashos. This man Maariv is like Tadir Chutz. So therefore, Bidika should be before that. Now, what you're saying, the Shulchan Aruch Rav is, Shulchan Aruch Rav says that the Kumi Alma Bidika should be first. Because the Taz would be murdered. Why? Because the mitzvah of Maariv is all night. The mitzvah of Bidika is only is Dabka the first moon. He calls Bidika a mitzvah Iveris. The Bidika is supposed to be done the first minute. If you don't do it the first minute, you're missing something in the mitzvah. The Shulchan Aruch Rav maintains that a person should Lukuriyama do Bidika first, because there's no rule of Tadir Vishayne Tadir in a situation where one of the mitzvahs, if you wait, you're not becoming the mitzvah properly. And the other one, if you wait, is still a kind of traffic. The Maariv could wait and still do a traffic.
You're right to be using it.
Right?
You're right to be
Zohar's
Maariv also. You don't have to
be sure. But Zohar is not as important as Ikra's man. By Bidika, that's the Ikra's man. You're an Avarian if you wait. There it's just any of his reasons. It's nothing, but you're an Avarian, takes Kadima at his reasons.
Shall we use Maariv greater?
What?
Shall we use Maariv greater? Maariv, we get Maariv?
The fact, the Lamaisa is that the Magen Avraham says to daven to do Bidika first. The Shulchan Aruch Rav says to do Bidika first. But the Mishnah Berurah says that if you're rogel to daven Maariv early, you should daven Maariv too, so you might forget what you say. So unless the person, let's say, always daven Maariv at 10 o'clock. So if you have this man, you always daven Maariv, then you should do Bidika first. But otherwise, it's like a Bidika Kodesh, but what you might forget. But in the Columbus, I'm mentioning the Shal of Maariv for the Lumbus of the Machlokes of Magen Avraham and Taz. You see, according to the Magen Avraham, this man is before Vaday Laila. According to the Taz, this man is the Laila. It's the Tumas Laila. having told you the Rogan Avraham the Taz, I'd like you just to take it a step further. If you had to, if you didn't know what the Maqlaish of the Rogan Avraham the Taz, and you had to understand from the Lashon HaRaivis, what does he mean? Does he mean Dein HaShmashis, or does he mean Yesh Etzel? His Lashon is, and this is the crucial point, that B'dikas Chavit, Tani Ar, Mibnei She'adayin Yesham Ar Hayayin Ve'ein Echashim. How do you understand those words? You have to think for a minute. It says, Mibnei She'adayin Yesham Ar Ve'ein Echashim. Is that face or is that Ben HaShmashis? Ben HaShmashis? Or is it heavy? Obviously I'm looking for something more. It should depend on the machlokes, the grammar of an iron. Even let's forget the lumpness of whether it's a bria. But think for a minute. We don't know. It's derived at all like the bit of time or the grub. Or the guidance. Let's think for a minute. If the Ravid holds like the Rabbeinu Tam, and he uses the lashon of Shadayim Yesham Ar Hayayin Da'im Echayshah, what does he have to mean? What is it?
Or
it can't be Seisak Nechavit. It can even be Seisak Nechavit. Those are the choice. So could it be according to Rabbeinu Tam? Could it be Seisak Nechavit? But it's perfectly dark. But Seisak Nechavim, according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's totally dark. It's pitch this. It's as dark as it gets. You follow? The Magen Avraham paskins in Hilchos Shabbos because Mincha he paskins like Rabbeinu Tam. If the Magen Avraham holds like Rabbeinu Tam, it's impossible to learn the rising that he needs Seisak Nechavim. Why? Because Seisak Nechavim is totally chaysha, and the right of Lashon is Mipnei She'adayin Yesham Ar Hayayin. So if you hold like Rabbeinu Tam Shita, you're mukhrach. You must hold that the right of means Bein HaShmashis. There's no two ways about it, because the Rabbeinu Tam says you can't say Adayin Yesham Ar Hayayin. It's not true. Even the Rabbeinu Tam Bein HaShmashis is not that much Ar Hayayin. Certainly not take like a father. So the Magen Avraham Lishitasei had to learn that the Ravid means Bein HaShmashis. Now the question is how did Taz learn? Why did the Taz understand that it means take like a father? The Taz understood that it means take like a father. Not fire. The Taz only makes sense if you learn that the Ravid holds like the garden. Right, the Taz had to learn that the Ravid holds like the Shita Sagayim. If you hold it, he holds like the Shita Sagayim. So you can say, it's like a Tazim, there's still some light in the sky. Adayim Yesham Ar. But if you hold that, the Ravid holds like within a Tam, it's impossible. Which means, in effect, that Shad of the Ravid is at least to a degree totally the Machlokes Sagayim and the Rabbeinu Tam. Maybe all like Rabbeinu Tam, the Ravid must mean Bein HaShmashis. If you all like the Gaiden, then you can say, but the Ravid meant by their life. But it would seem that these two Shatim in the Lashon HaRaivin would be totally in this Machlaikis. But you all like Shitas Rabbein HaTam, you have no choice, you have to say the Ravid. That's the question. When the Gaiden says face, do they mean? Do you mean according to their gainim? If they hold back the gainim? I don't mean the first day, the second day is not their life. It could certainly be not. But, see, the Taz really holds, by Shabbos, the Taz also holds, seems to hold like Rabbeinu Tam. I don't know if he says so, but he's biased on the Machlokes, on the Machabu, holds like Rabbeinu Tam. But it could be the Taz was masking that their Ivan holds like the gainim. So that it would mean to say the Chacham learning that into the rank. But to say that it means the Baba of Ayur Rabbeinu Tam, that's not to be understood. That's very hard to understand that.
I think the Chacham has
Okay, the Taz brings a raya l'shitasai. Because the Gemara Daf Dalet says, why do we do bedika when we do it? Nice. Why do we do bedika by day? So the Gemara says two reasons. It says because people anoshim mitzuyim bebateya, because people are home at chilas halayla. People come home from work at the beginning of the night, and because the ora haner yafal bedika. Zaktaz, why do I need two reasons? Rashim Sim Babatayam and Or Hanar Yapalabdika. Why do I need two reasons? So the Taz says, because the Kota Rashim Sim Babatayam, I would think Banash Rashis is good. People come from work, I would think Banash Rashis is good. The Gemara says the second reason, and they say, Or Hanar Yapalabdika. To tell you, even though you need Bade Laila, obviously the darker it is, the more an air helps. When it's light out, the glare of the flashlight doesn't help much. When it's very dark, then the air there is the offer. The Taz learns it into that Gemara on Daftal and Aman Aleph, which when we get to Daftal, we'll see is not Mukhruch at all. But at least the Taz held that it's a Kedavar HaMukhruch. There happened to be another napkinina at the Prima Garden, in Hilchot Tzitzis, brings another napkinina and describes it. But Gabe Tzitzis, when is there a mitzvah Tzitzis? It's by day. Where do we learn that from? Not from the word B'yayin. Most mitzvahs day it says Yayin. Tzitzis we learn it from Uriisa Maisai. That's the time when there's light out. Uriisa Maisai. There's light out. That's why in the morning, when does the mitzvah palace begin? Not from alayt, not from day, but from shiachir. There has to be a certain amount of light in the sky. Zot the Prima Garden, and he learns this into Magen Avraham, and Simin Yud Ches, Magen Avraham Dalet, in the beginning of the Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch. He says, Pshat in the Magen Avraham, that Bein Hashmashis, you can still make a bracha on a talis, on tzitzis. Even though it might be Lila. And by Lila, there's no mitzvah tzitzis. No. The Ravid says that Bein Hashmashis Adayin Le Shamar. Bein Hashmashis is a time when there's still life, Bein Hachaysha. So Hayyais, that the Ravid gives it a name, the Ravid says the Mishnah, calls it Ar, because it's a time when there's still Ar, it's Bein Hashmashis. So Mamela Tzitzis, which is not totally in life, it's totally in horror. Even Ben Hashmashis, a person can still make a bracha. Or on Tzitzis, a person who's done a talent for Ben Hashmashis, he can still make a bracha. Even though it's a Suffolk Lila, but there still are. The Ravid says that this time there still are. There still are. You can make a bracha on the talent. What? That's all with the Magen Avraham. That the Ravid is talking about Ben Hashmashis. Okay, this is all what it says in the Prima Garden. I'm just saying it was a question. This is what it says in Prima Garden. Prima Garden says, based on the size, that you can make a bracha to Bein Hashmashis. Yeah, the last minute of Bein Hashmashis, you mean when there's no air anymore. What that says. You're right, it's hard to hit. You should be the same as the morning. The amount of light of the morning. It's true, by night it should be totally the Shiyakir too. You don't find such an expression. Are you right? She told us in Shiyakir. Yeah, I don't want to talk about this. What? Yeah, we're not to put it on when it's full day. We're not saying on this. We're not to put it on when it's full day. You're not human to be ever. Yeah. Second block is the hard block. Don't make a block. He's not established. Truth is, yes, you're a good kasha. Similar to the question I asked yesterday about Bein Hashmashis. Why is Bein Hashmashis night and not in the morning? Because the same kasha, why is it Shiyaku in the morning and not at night? This is a legitimate question. Yes, he found me an answer to the question yesterday. Maybe he'll find me a terrorist today. Why is it Shiyaku in the morning and not at night? Okay, so we finish with this this Indian. Let's I told you I wanted to finish the Amid today, so let's see another piece of Gemara. The Tana Didan. My time like Tani Laili, Lishna Ma'al Yandaka. You want to use a good Lashon. Could you be sure the lady? I'm not sure the lady. Ma'alam al Yati Adam Dover Naguna Mikir. Share, Akama Kasa Shmaina, I see a slight. Isha Shawaii Atomic Revival. The Dinamar, Esther, Bob Titar, Vachabayakabo, Misheshas, Rashnemaki, Oma Nikru, who built Titar, who killed Titar. Right, it sounds like it's a simple Gemara, it's not so simple, but it's a practice. But the Gemara says that a person should be have a fine lashon, not to, not talking about saying Dvarim Asurim, but even Dvarim Hamutarim, a person should be careful to speak in a lashon Nekiyah. The Marsha here asks, and come out every Mefarish asks this kasha, on the Pasik, Min HaBehema HaTahira. Now that's Parshas Nayach. Herod Gain, I believe it's Pasuk Ches. It says, Min HaBehema She'inena Tahira. The Pela Atzuma is that the Pasuk, Herod Gain, Pasuk Beis, it already says the Lashon She'inena Tahira. It already says when Hashem tells Nayach, bring animals into the table, he says, Min HaBehema Tahira, you should bring Sheva Sheva, you should bring seven of each. Misha She'inena Tahira, bring two of each. And then it already says the Lashon HaShoreinena Tahira. There's also eight extra letters. What? There's a Lashon. There's a Lashon HaShalai. But HaShalai Tahira Hu, which is still five extra letters. The number of letters worked out. So Pasuk Beis already has extra letters. And the name of, yes, why does he use Pasuk? That's instead of Pasuk Beis. And there are many, many Turutsin. The Mashah says that Pasuk Beis is coming for a different limud. The Gemara in elsewhere, the Fulham, I think, Darshan, a different Rasha. I'd like to speak out a Teret that says in Peshlaimai. And the reason I'm choosing this Teret to speak out is because he talks about a Mamdashi aside, which you should know anyway. It wouldn't be, it'd be nice to know anyhow. So I'd like to speak out the aside, and he's a beautiful pupil. And how he sticks it in here. Reish Lama writes, his tariff is based on the Yisrael of the Nesis. In the Sefer of the Chabazah. So let me tell you the Yisrael, and in the name that answers it, and I have a very geschmack on that. I think you should all know that the Rambam Shita is that Min HaTorah, Sopik Be'Raisa, is the Kula. This which we say, something that writes from a Chumra, the Rambam holds that that's a Dinu Rabbanah, that every Sefer writes is a Chumra. But really, Min HaTorah, when Moshe Rabbeinu brought the Torah, the halacha would have been Safik Deraisa Lekula. Which means that if you have a piece of meat, you don't know if it's kosher or trade, if it's a genuine Safik, Min HaTorah, you're allowed to eat it. Dinu Rabbanah, you're not allowed to eat it. But Min HaTorah, Safik Deraisa Lekula. That's the Shita Saramba. Most Rishonim disagree, and they hold Saker, that Min HaTorah stands for Lekula. But we're talking today about the Shita, to explain the Shita Saramba. Safik Deraisa, the Rama Shita is that Safik Deraisa Min HaTorah is Lekula. So the truth is that the Rambam's Shita is Shver. First of all, it's Shver Apisvara. What's the svara to say that the Torah, Hashem said, don't eat neveila. So you have Safik neveila, you're allowed to eat it. If you would have a doctor to tell you something is poison, it's going to kill you to eat it. So if you would have Safik poison, you would eat it. You wouldn't eat it. Because you're not going to take chances with something that's dangerous to you. So what's the svara of the Rambam that is Safik to die, so you're allowed to take a chance? Well, what's the svara to that? If it might be Nevela, it might be Chazer, what, how can you make it? Yes.
Is there a slurper
that's going to be one of those things about the... That's not it's not that's if you have two pieces, and that's not. Okay? You have two pieces, that would be suffix. When you go bus a ride, but it's going to take the ride to be left. But in a normal case of a genuine sophist, the Ram says that he's asked. Yes.
I think, okay, there has to make more sense that you go, as Kerr said, do not want to eat by a table. Some failure to be made. Because it's the
final,
that's why.
Okay, you're on the track of the Mahalach. There's too much of the Mahalach of the Zedis. Let me just be Magdim, a Kasha, another Kasha that the Zedis asks. The Gemara says in Chulin that you, how do you know you go Basarai? How do you know you go Basarai? The Gemara says because you're allowed a Shech, what they're called in Pesach. Maybe that carbon Pesach is a trefa. Maybe that carbon is a trefa inside, maybe it has a hole in the heart. And you're either on being macrib a trefa in the base of Mikdash. The Gemara says, right behemoths are not trefas. And you're allowed to be semech on rice. Since the Torah gave a parasha of korbanis, we see the Torah relies on rice. That's what it says in the Gemara. So the Nesivus is, according to the Rambam, it makes no sense. What kind of rai is that? You go Basarai. Maybe you don't go Basarai. You don't go Basarai. And it's a Sotik. Snake is, you're allowed to be Makel. You have an animal in the base of the Nesivus. It's a Sotik, if that animal is a trait or not. You can be Makel. It's a Sotik that has to be a Kula. Like the value that you go Basarai.
You don't
see the common concept in the Rambam. We don't see. It's right, it's a chachamim go basarai. What's a right? It's a concept of right in that time. The third kasha. Gemara says that when Klal Yisrael entered Eretz Yisrael, they were makriv. They came in the beginning of the month of Nisan, the 10th day of Nisan. So 3 days later, or 4 days later, they were makriv the Einah. They were makriv the Aymer, which a person has to be matir in order to eat Chadash. So on the night it was fifth Amistad, and the night after the first night of Pesach, they were matir the Aymer. The Gemara says, how did they know they came into Israel? How did they didn't come in from this? How did they know that this wheat was grew in the previous year, that it grew a shlish in the previous year, that it grew that year, maybe it grew the previous year, they found wheat. How do they know that it grew in that year that they came in? So the Gemara says, Chimnahu, they were experts, they could tell. The fact that the seed is, what's the Gemara's kasha? How did they know if this Aymer grew this year or the previous year? Maybe they didn't know, it's a Celtic. Celtic that I saw a Kuba. What's the Gemara's kasha? How did they know it grew that year? Maybe it grew the wheat, maybe it grew the previous year. This is a Sotik. Sotik for Kuba.
That's still not a Dermans.
What?
It's still in the Eiver Dermans.
It's still?
With the Eiver Dermans.
How do you know that the Dermans was made already? This is when they first came to Eretz Yisrael. I don't know if the Dermans were made. So when the Sivus says the following parable. He says Pshat in the Rambam. The Pshat in the Rambam is when the Torah says, Vaisachu Kol Neveilah. The Rambam holds that Taich Neveilah is Vadai Neveilah. The Torah says, don't eat Neveilah. The Taich of the word Neveilah is Vadai Neveilah. The Torah says, don't eat Chazer. The Taich of Chazer is Vadai Chazer. The Torah is saying, don't eat Vadai Chazer. Don't eat Vadai Neveilah. Let's say you have a piece of Sotik Neveilah. Are you allowed to eat it? Yes. Maybe it's poison. No, it's different, not poison. The Torah didn't answer Sopik Neveilah. The Torah specifically asked Badai Neveilah. Like the Gemara says, Mamzer Badai is also. The why Mamzer Sopik? What does that mean? It means when the Torah says Mamzer, it means Mamzer Badai is also. A Sopik Mamzer is Mutter, it's definitely Mutter. Not maybe mutter. It's definitely mutter. The Torah didn't ask the snake, according to the Rambam. So the Rambam Shita is that every word in the Torah is vada. Good? Now, according to this explanation, the Torah says that on Sukkot you have to take an Esrog, pre-Eitzah. Are you allowed to take a Suffolk Esri? How come? According to the Rambam, if I have a Suffolk Esri, it's a Suffolk and it's a Mokiv, and a genuine, it's a 50-50 Suffolk. Can I use that Esri on Suffolk? So Tashkof or Ishaida, you would say, yes, Suffolk I have to recall it. I can use an Esri. Just to see the snow. According to this Hezbollah, it's only by Suyin that we say Suffolk Makula. By Naveila, it says that for Suffolk will come Naveila. Only Vale Naveila. Not so Suffolk Naveila's work. So when the Torah says, take an Esri, the Torah is saying, take a Vadai Esri. Because every word in the Torah is Taj Vadai. So take a Vadai Esri, a Suffolk Esri, the Rambam would be Naveila is no good. Or the Torah says, eat Matzah. Something Suffolk Matzah, then the right to the Mitzvah. The Torah, every word in the Torah is Vadai. So now, when the Torah says, bring a carbon, it has to be Tomin, it has to be without a trace. So when the Torah says, be Makrib, a behemoth, Tomin, it has to be Vadai Tomin. Suffolk is not good. A Suffolk trace is Asr. It has to be a Vadai, because that's Taich. In the Torah, when the Torah says a word, we understand that word means vada. So the Torah says, do something, a mitzvah say, with something, it has to be a vada, your something is no good. Or an aimer, it has to be katsirchem, it has to be from that year's crop. Katsirchem, it has to be vada yours. Any mitzvah say, a something is awesome. Either Rambam is maidah, something by a mitzvah say is performing. And that's why by aimer, and by Kabbalah, he's neither a Suffolk of Lukumi. You can't ask the Kasha from Oymer. You can't ask the Kasha from Kabbalah. There's neither Suffolk of Lukumi. Only by Isurim. By Isurim, he holds Suffolk of Lukumi. Because Taich, the name was bad. What does that have to do with this Gemara? Rabbi Tay Shleimer and Geshmak. The first Pasuk, Pasuk Beis, is a mitzvah. Hashem is talking to Noach. He tells Noach, bring into the Teva to each of, now, okay, the name of Tameya, that means a Vadai Tameya, you bring in two. A Suffolk Tameya, you start to bring in seven. If every word is Vadai in a mitzvah, if it says a Lashon Tameh, so that would be defined.
Awesome.
You're right, 1 second. It would say Tamei. It would mean Vadai Tamei you bring into. Why does it say Asher Einena Tahira? To tell you, Asher Einena Tahira, anything which is not, you're not certain it's tar, you bring into. It's a difference in the Mahalach and the Maisa, what Hashem was telling Nayak. There's a difference. If it's a mitzvah, there's a difference between Tamei, Asher Einena Tahira. You can't make the yukim from a mitzvah. Because by a mitzvah, there's a difference in definition. Tomei means Vade Tomei by Suffolk Tomei. And Asher Einena Tahira means anything which is not Vade Tor, you bring in two. So it's beautiful. But there's a big difference, La Halacha, between the word Tomei and the word Asher Einena Tahira. So you can't make the yukim. In Pasuk Ches, it's not a mitzvah. The Pasuk Ches is telling us the story. It says, afterwards, this is what Noach did. He brought it from these animals there. Tell you a story. There it could say Tameh. With the Russian mitzvah, there it can't say a Russian Tameh for different reasons. It means different things. It's a very geschmack of terrorist, and I got... It gives you this.
I don't read on the mark. Say it on the mark. It's telling you a story. It's a Russian
therefore, some stories can be redacted.
No.
The mitzvah
no,
again.
No, but it says, because why he's eating it and he didn't use washing it, he's showing nothing in the pot. The same as that story is in the Israelite, but in the scenario of the story by mitzvah, he used washing it.
I'm not sure what you're asking. Maybe you'll explain. Dr. Plenum, explain this, please. Everybody, keep ahead of me. I'm going to try to learn as much of the next summit as possible. Tomorrow, I'd like to get back. So that's not a hard on this. I mean, even for Mr. Landon, you know, you can go through it pretty easily.